That is the music of Dr. Deborah Stroman, UNC and Virginia professor, former basketball coach, former basketball player, and all-around sports aficionado who joins me on the phone for Stroman on Sports. Happy Friday, Deb. How are you?
I think I'm as hot as the Golden State Warriors last night. But I'll tell you, it is scorching out there. Please be safe. Don't do anything that is outside of the norm of your exercise outside. But I'm doing well. I'm looking forward to a wonderful weekend. And yes, it is Juneteenth.
Yes, lots of reasons to celebrate, but also lots of reasons to stay safe. It is aggressively hot out there. You mentioned the Golden State Warriors. The NBA season is officially over. We have a new champion, not a new champion, but a new champion crowned as the Golden State Warriors win their fourth title in 8 years, beating the Boston Celtics in Game 6 in Boston last night. It was a fascinating finals series, and I think we've been really lucky to have really interesting NBA finals for the last couple of years, Deb. But this one was two well-matched teams, and it did seem really back and forth for a good chunk of the series. But it seemed like everything kind of turned in Golden State's favor in Game 5 before they went on the road and led for pretty much all of Game 6 yesterday. How surprised were you to see the Warriors do so well in Game 6 after kind of struggling a little bit in Game 5, Steph not having a good game, relying on Andrew Wiggins to be your scorer, and also relying on the Boston Celtics to kind of like turn the ball over? How surprised were you to see them win it last night in Boston with such an emphatic performance?
Well, not too surprised, but this is not the series that people wanted. The history, the tradition of the NBA is Boston versus the Lakers. Now, certainly the dynasty that Golden State has put together was very intriguing, especially when you ask people, who are you cheering for? Many people will say, not Golden State, but Steph Curry, because he's normal. He's one of us. He's not imposing in stature. He's not a great dunker. You know, he's just like the guy that you play in the pickup. Now, we know Steph is at a much deeper level, but when you look at him, the optics, that's somebody I can cheer for. But certainly what I thought this series was about was experience. It was about veteran leadership. So even though there was hope, and Boston is one of the greatest sports towns ever, they believed that they're young guns, that they could put something together. But I think when we look at this particular series, you really saw that experience matters. What do you do in the fourth quarter? Your offense is just clockwork. Golden State knew that they moved the ball in the fourth quarter, where if you look at Boston, they weren't sure where they were going to get the shots from. And then the other thing that Golden State has, in fact, I'll say what no one else has, is a person who can go one-on-one, and that's Steph Curry, and either get you a basket, go to the free throw line, or find the open man.
Yeah, I completely agree about the experience side, just because you could tell with Boston, their main Achilles heel for the entire series was their turnovers and ball security and just kind of like staying and focused and engaged on both ends of the court. Meanwhile, Golden State, that experience was helpful not only in terms of just like being able to defensively cause those turnovers, Deb, but what stood out to me was they were able to crack the best defense in the league. Really for the majority of the season, but chiefly like the end of the season, they were able to crack the best defense in the league and make adjustments as the series went on, because there were times earlier in the series when the teams were splitting games where Boston did a great job of shutting down the Warriors. But it seemed to me like a big chunk of that experience too was not just on the players, but also the coaching staff of being like, all right, well, here are the adjustments we're going to make to get around Boston's really imposing length and defense.
Well, great offense beats great defense.
Yeah.
Great offense beats great defense. And if you don't know what you're doing on offense in the third or the fourth quarters, then it can make Golden State's defense look really, really good. I mean, Golden State has been beaten throughout this season. And we know what happened the past two seasons where they struggled and didn't even make the playoffs. So with Boston being so unsure of themselves, not having that veteran player that can get you 20, that can get you 25, that's why Golden State looks so great. I really believe that. It didn't happen, but, Milwaukee has a solid offense. Mm-hmm. They know push comes to shove, get the ball to Giannis. Golden State didn't have to face that. Jason Tatum, as much as many people love Jason Tatum, the Duke fans love Jason Tatum, But we saw that Jason Tatum is not ready for the next level. Jaylen Brown, same thing. Al Horford, we got the – we, listen to me, from Philadelphia, have to be careful on that. Boston got the most they could out of an Al Horford. But other than that, I just don't know where they were going to create points.
Yeah, yeah, and it, you could tell that there were moments where Boston was getting the matchups that they wanted on the offensive end, but then it would end in some sort of contested mid-range or floater because Jaylen Brown or Tatum would decide to isolate instead of, you know, moving the ball around. I think those guys will get there, but they're definitely on the young side, and, you know, I would say they're still ahead of schedule, even with how, you know, long Brown and Tatum have been in the league at this point. They're still ahead of schedule as a franchise to be making the finals. But turning it.
Well, you're more hopeful.
Yeah.
You're more hopeful.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll be back next year. I don't.
Well, the East is just so loaded. That's part of it. Is
exactly.
That, you know, your window right now in the NBA is always tight, unless you are the Warriors, where you mentioned, of course, we're two seasons removed from them having the worst record in the league. Part of that was entirely self-inflicted and the point because of the teams that they were trotting out there. But they were trotting them out there because Steph Curry was hurt, Klay Thompson was hurt, Kevin Durant had just left. Their roster has had a total makeover, and the reason why they were so good again this year is because they shored up their depth. Even though they didn't necessarily have to flash it all that much in the playoffs, you have guys like Gary Payton II, you have guys like Otto Porter Jr., Andrew Wiggins, completely changing what he is known for and becoming big time contributors on this team. Their depth is retooled. Now they're champions once again. The focus should rightfully be on Steph, but I feel like that's another reason why the Warriors were back and should be, you know, should they be favored again next year? Some people are already saying so.
Well, the type of offense that Steve Kerr has put in place allows for superstars to be superstars, but it also creates other stars. And if it was Andrew Wiggins or Jaylen Brown was with Golden State, I think they would have shown as well. Andrew Wiggins joined the right club,
yes,
so that he could shine and he could do it. Poole joined the right club. And that's why, you know, as much as we have great players, great smart, brilliant athletes, you need good coaching. You know, I look at Michael Jordan and people saying, oh, his athleticism, he flies through the air and all of that. I believe that Michael Jordan would have been a very, very good player. But what took him to the next level was coaching, getting those fundamentals. And then when you combine that with your own court sense, with your own great athleticism, you go to the next level. And, you know, Golden State has the formula. There are players that would want to play for Steve Kerr. Certainly, I would put them right now in the driver's seat for, you know, the NBA finals next year. I think they're going to have to make some changes a bit because they do need, another post player. I think Draymond Green is on the downside of his career, but still, he gives you enough with that veteran leadership. But they know they're missing one or two still, but I don't know which team you would put in front of them at this point.
Yeah.
They're confident. Steph Curry plays like, you know, he's 18 years old running around like that. And I only wish, my only wish is that we could do a better job in the state of North Carolina to claim him and say he's ours. You know, he's a Tar Heel product of this state, having played at Davidson. But I think we need to grab a hold of Steph and make him really, really a North Carolinian to the national and to the global stage.
Yeah, well, I think they probably do that in Charlotte. And actually, Davidson just announced today, Deb, that after this most recent title, they are going to enshrine Steph at the university later this summer. I don't entirely know what that means, but I think that's going to be a big step toward it. After, you know, last night, Steph has a great performance, leads the Warriors in scoring, and you can just tell why he is like the most valuable player to that team and one of the most valuable players in the league. Really, the biggest knock on him was finals performances. He had not yet won a finals MVP in the championships that they have won in the past. Now he has gotten that, and it was by far and away like his best series, I think, in a finals between his defense, his offensive output. This time he had a bit of an attitude. He looked like he was playing a little angry, which is not what we're used to seeing Steph be out on the court. Where do you think his legacy now lies, Deb? Where do you think he sits when it comes to the NBA's all-time great? Has he cracked the top 10? Is he higher than the top 10 in terms of greatest players of all time?
With his talent, I think you have to put him in the top 10. And I know there are some players who didn't have the all-stars around them, like Steph Curry does. But I think with his spotlight on Klay being out and how he kept the team competitive, and now, you know, with this group of young players and the veterans, he's proven that he can lead. And so if you take Steph Curry off the Golden State Warriors, they are very competitive. They are good. But I don't know if they're a finals-type team. And another way you can measure this is look at the love that was expressed by his teammates when he got the MVP. Like, you can tell when there are teams that has a really awesome player and you just pan the crowd and pan the teams when the spotlight is on them. You'll have, you know, some of the guys clapping, you know, best buddies are clapping, but not the entire team. The way there was such a fervor around Steph, yes, now the world can see what you do to make us better behind the scenes and the practices. So, you know, four rings and over a time period, you know, that big pick of him going to Golden State, it made all the difference for the franchise. You know, when you think about the great NBA teams, it's the Boston and the Lakers, I believe, with the most championships of 17. And then who would think that Golden State is number three? Now they have seven. And in fact, they have more than Chicago, which has six. And most people think Chicago is much more advanced with basketball championships than Golden State. But Steph has made his mark, and I salute him. He's one of us.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And, you know, I mentioned kind of off the top, we've had some intriguing NBA finals over the last few years. People have thought that the last few NBA seasons have been strange because of the pandemic and because of the teams that have kind of come out in the finals as a result of all of that. But I think what this feels like it's returning us back to normal is that we have a star of Steph Curry's magnitude. We have a person of Steph Curry's skill set leading the NBA once again back at the forefront, people cheering him on and following him, which is super exciting. Well, Deb, we will, on that note, send you off into the weekend. As always, thanks so much for joining us. Go enjoy your Juneteenth celebration and long weekend.
Thank you. Go Heels.